Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation, despite the fact that there are all kinds of warnings everywhere in right-wing sources, in left-wing sources, in centrist sources. There are all kinds of warnings about an upsurge in anti-Semitism, in a feeling of isolation for the Jewish community. And one of the most eloquent pieces on that subject was just been come out with columnist Dana Milbank, who is a nationally syndicated op-ed columnist for The Washington Post, who provides also political commentary for various TV outlets. But his new piece is beyond commentary. It's under the heading, "It's a Lonely Time to Be a Jew in America." And one of the points that he makes is the far left needs to be confronted about its morally empty attempts to draw an equivalence between the premeditated murders committed by Hamas terrorists and the military action of Israel as it tries to incapacitate the terrorists. There aren't very fine people on both sides. In other words, why can't the far left, that was very, very strong in trying to see the difference between the white supremacist demonstrators in Charlottesville, Virginia, and the people who were demonstrating more on the American center, why that difference, which was so important to maintain, can't be looked at now regarding some of the people who are demonstrating for the actual erasure of Israel? Okay, that's a long introduction, but I'm eager to hear Dana Milbank on this and hear about some of the response that his column may have received, especially from your fellow liberals.
Well, I'm happy to tell you about it.
Good.
I'll outline it. It has indeed been a difficult time. I think Jews in this country have always felt safe and secure here, and something different is happening. So the way I sort of frame it is, we've seen this moral bankruptcy on the far left. I'm not talking about the mainstream left, but the ones who are talking about, freeing Palestine from the river to the sea. Well, that's another way of saying abolishing the state of Israel. And, well, I don't know what you do with the Jews there. Do you kill them or do you send them into exile? Because both things have happened to the Jews over the century. So, it's just so sort of outside and beyond the pale. And then on, on the other side of our debate, is the I think the right wing that is sort of reflexively pro-Israel in these cases. And, most American Jews are progressives. Most American Jews are eager to, for a two-state solution, have absolutely no use for Bibi Netanyahu and the outrages his government has perpetrated. But we're finding that, a lot of our ideological allies who, agree with us on social justice and, all the causes that we've believed in, seem to be, and who we agree with on the need for respecting Palestinian rights and having a two-state solution there. So the progressive American Jew is feeling quite alone here, sort of abandoned by traditional allies. And then mainstream liberal groups and influential leaders. It's not that they've been anti-Semitic, certainly not. It's just been a sort of a muted response, and I think they're sort of feeling a bit tortured as well on this. But, you know, from a lot of the Jews I've heard from, they said, I've given voice to what they were feeling. Mostly people just sort of keeping their head down and keeping quiet, just not interested in mixing it up on social media, which has become a really even more disgusting place than usual. And certainly, you know, finding no value in trying to go out and, you know, shout down the anti-Israel crowds in the street. So that's sort of a long explanation of that loneliness that I think the typical American Jew is feeling now.
Well, when it comes to shouting down the demonstrators in the streets, the favorite slogan right now has become "From the river to the sea, Palestine will soon be free." And from the river to the sea means from the Mediterranean to the Jordan River.
Right.
And there are right now, there are about 7 million out of the 9 million population, 9.2 million people live in Israel, of whom more than 7 million are Jewish. It's the first time in more than 2,000 years of history for the Jewish people that the overwhelming majority of Jews in the world now live in the state of Israel. So your question about what do they have in mind, do they have in mind killing or exile or what for Palestine to be free? Because they don't want Palestine to be free. They want Palestine to be free of Jews, which is what actually the Israeli government decided to do in 2005 when it removed all Jewish presence, both officials and law enforcement and military and settlers. They removed 8,000 people who once lived in Gaza and did that so that it could be an exclusively Palestinian enclave. It hasn't worked out too well, has it?
No, it hasn't. And, you know, look, there's plenty of blame to go around there. And in the piece and in, you know, many columns I've written over the years, I have, you know, harshly criticized the Israeli government, particularly, you know, the Netanyahu regime, as I call it. And I think it's perfectly fair game for people to be criticizing the Israeli response. I think there should be a much greater emphasis on humanitarian aid, you know, much more secure, safe zones. And I think the Israeli government's settler policy and many of its other policies have been disastrous for Israel in terms of its own security, in terms of world opinion. But it's an entirely different thing, you know, that we're hearing now, really for the first time in this country, people saying, no, Israel does not have a right to exist. It needs to be wiped off the map. That's the kind of crap that, you know, you hear from the regime in Tehran, but we're now hearing it on college campuses.
Well, you heard it in the Senate hearing room today when the Code Pink demonstrators were chanting anti-Israel slogans. You said, and we're almost out of time, but you make a very good explanation of why the ceasefire isn't the right solution.
Yes, I mean, it is sort of a unilateral ceasefire at this point. It would be like saying, okay, the United States was attacked on 9/11, now let's have a ceasefire. You have to go after Hamas. It doesn't mean you have to go after the Palestinian people, but, you know, this is a nation that has to defend itself after 1,400 of its citizens were killed, raped, kidnapped, and most of these were innocent civilians. So to say that that Israel doesn't have a right to defend itself after this heinous terrorist attack, I think, is as absurd as saying the United States could not defend itself after September 11th.
Is a provocative column by Dana Milbank of the Washington Post. It's a lonely time to be a Jew in America, and I'm glad to hear that some of your response to the column has been to make you feel a little bit less lonely and isolated. The piece is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a very real split in the Democratic Party, which actually makes me feel so much more comfortable. With all of the embarrassments and the divisions and the problems within the Republican Party, and yes, we had a very tough time finding a Speaker of the House who could actually do the job and stay at the job more than a couple of weeks. With all of that, the split in the Democratic Party right now is very serious, and it's about one of the most serious issues in the world, an issue of good and evil, about Hamas versus the Jewish people. And it's Jewish people everywhere, not just those more than 7 million who live in Israel. And the piece in the New York Times about the split among Democrats, it says the House is expected to vote as soon as Wednesday on the measure to formally censure Rashida Tlaib, who has harshly criticized Israel and expressed skepticism of U.S. intelligence findings that Israel was not culpable for a recent hospital bombing in Gaza. At the rally at the Capitol, she pleaded for a ceasefire, saying, "We are literally still watching people commit genocide and killing a vast majority just like this, and we still stand by and say nothing." The measure of censure, which is sponsored by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, accuses Rashida Tlaib of anti-Semitic activity, sympathizing with terrorist organizations and leading an insurrection at the Capitol. Now, I believe this is a good idea to actually have this fight over this one congresswoman? No, I think the much better idea is another piece that appeared in the New York Times under the heading "Progressive Democrats Face Primary Challenges Over a Lack of Support for Israel." And it basically talks about congresspeople in Detroit. And Detroit, where Rashida Tlaib is from, has, in surrounding communities of Dearborn and Hamtramck, it has the largest Palestinian American and Arab American populations in the country. And, yes, there is support for Rashida Tlaib in that sphere, but it points out in this column that perhaps nowhere in the United States is there a Jewish community more shaken by the wanton slaughter of Israelis by Hamas terrorists on October 7th than in Pittsburgh, where the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in our nation's history was perpetrated by a shooter who told police, "I just want to kill the Jews." Those still raw wounds could reopen as political leaders inside and outside the community exploit divisions over Israeli and Palestinian suffering and amplify a brewing fight over Pittsburgh's freshman representative in Congress, Summer Lee, who voted against the resolution supporting Israel in this struggle, and is one of those voices on the extreme left that even Dana Milbank, the liberal-oriented columnist for the Washington Post, finds completely unacceptable. I mean, this is a very serious matter. There is a great deal of talk about primary challenges for some of these folks, including Cori Bush in Missouri, and Summer Lee in Pennsylvania, and Rashida Tlaib, and maybe, just maybe, even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the Bronx. They have an article in the New York Times where they acknowledge the critics of Israel have been emboldened in recent days as the number of congressional Democrats calling for a ceasefire has grown. The U.S. must stop funding those atrocities against the Palestinian people, Representative Cori Bush, Democrat of Missouri, who led the initial call for an end to hostilities, wrote on X on Sunday. And all of this highlighted by the emergence of some of the reaction to what is not just anti-Zionism, it's not just criticism of the Israeli government, it's criticism of the very existence of Israel. Because when you say, from the river to the sea, Palestine will soon be free, what the listener Susan and Bothell wrote about our series for VetVet history programs on the origins of the Middle East conflict, one of the things that you find out in that series, and you can get it, it's so easily available. Just go to our website, michaelmedved.com, or go to medvedhistorystore.com, because it's featured right now, because people want to know. There has never, ever been an independent nation of Palestine. It's never existed. And most people don't know that. And it's the whole idea is the Palestinians want their country back. There has never been a country called Palestine. It has been part of various empires. The only time there has been an independent commonwealth, an independent nation, an independent nationality, with a capital in Jerusalem, by the way, the only time that's ever happened has been under a Jewish control and Jewish leadership, both in the ancient world for more than 1,000 years, and then in today's modern world in the last 75 years since Israel was created in 1948. The modern day of Israel was recognized. It was created before that, because as long ago as the 1840s, the census that was taken at a time when Israel was still under Turkish control, part of the Ottoman Empire, a census that was taken at the time in Jerusalem, showed that there were more Jews in Jerusalem than there were Muslims or Christians. It was the plurality of the population in Jerusalem as it is today, with two-thirds of the population of the city of Jerusalem being Israeli Jewish. And by the way, and of the some of the Palestinian residents of Jerusalem are not supporters of Hamas or the erasure of Israel or the whole idea of from the river to the sea. Because if you favor a two-state solution, as some people do, then recognizing the reality that the Palestinian identity that people talk about was created in 1965, right? We're talking about much later than people think. And it was created as a political tool for some ambitious operators like Yasser Arafat. But that is another story. And what about micromanaging Halloween? We will get to that on Halloween, which is coming up for many people a few hours from now, on the MedVet Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News update. The White House finds House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to separate Israel funding from Ukraine aid deeply concerning. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it doesn't align with national security interests.
There shouldn't be any political games played here with our national security or trying to turn support for Israel's self-defense into some sort of political football.
He pointed out that Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell supports combining aid for both countries in one package. For the third consecutive month, consumer confidence has dropped. In October, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell by nearly 2 points. The board's chief economist noted that many Americans are anxious about rising gas and grocery prices. Microsoft has introduced its latest artificial intelligence capability, Copilot. The advanced tool can generate text with a human-like touch for tasks like answering questions and composing emails. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a piece that appeared in the Wall Street Journal that expresses my ambiguous feelings about Halloween as well as anything I've seen. It's a piece by Barton Swaim, who's an editor at the Journal. And he writes, "I've never been a fan of Halloween. In recent years, the celebrations have become darker and more gruesome. I've started to dread its onset. And part of my aversion arises," he says, "from my own hidebound pre-modern Calvinist outlook in which death is no laughing matter. And necromancy is forbidden by God." See Deuteronomy 18:9-13. "Forgive my Puritan sensibility," writes Barton Swaim, "but I find the whole spectacle ugly and offensive and vaguely sinister. What sort of holiday deliberately terrifies children with images of murder and ruin and treats torture and death as a joke? Especially now." Is that me or him saying it? It's him saying it. I'm saying especially now. And what he says, "I look forward to the day when this ironic non-holiday goes the way of Flag Day or Michaelmas. Flag Day, I don't want to go away. But the idea of Halloween," and he speaks this way, Barton Swaim. He says, I am, of course, speaking only of the way in which All Hallows' Eve or All Saints' Eve is celebrated by Americans in the 21st century. I grew up in the 1970s and 80s when Halloween consisted of trick-or-treating, jack-o'-lanterns, apple bobbing, and maybe a viewing of It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Halloween has since become a kind of industrial cartoon death cult. Its appurtenances, candy, costumes, and yard ornamentation, including giant skeletons and faux cobwebs for the shrubbery, hit the shelves long before the summer ends. In early October, homes in affluent neighborhoods start competing with each other for the most ghoulish exhibitions, much in the way those in working-class neighborhoods across town will a month later, vie for the most brightly lit lawn and the most garish nativity scene. He makes the point that there is a division here, that in wealthy suburban neighborhoods, there are sometimes these very elaborate, very scary fake graveyards with it's done very cleverly, where you have the skeletal arms coming out of the dirt. They're sort of stuck in at one point in various skulls and other places. And I was sensitive to this because we were walking at one point with my granddaughters, some of our granddaughters, because we have three of them and two grandsons right now. And how do you explain to somebody who's four what this is? And it takes you into tough places. And when you're talking about headless horsemen, and there's this in the New York Post, and it was from yesterday, Shani Lauk beheaded by Hamas after she was kidnapped at music festival and paraded by terrorists. A young German-Israeli tattoo artist who was paraded through the streets of Gaza after being kidnapped by Hamas has been found dead after sadistic terrorists chopped off her head. The president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, spoke to the German newspaper Bild. I am truly sorry to report that we have now received news that Shani Nicole Lauk has been confirmed murdered and dead. Her skull was found, he said, with the 23-year-old victim's family also confirming that the death was confirmed by DNA on parts of her skull. This means that these barbaric, sadistic animals simply chopped off her head as they attacked, tortured, and killed Israelis. It is a great tragedy, said the president of Israel, and I extend my deepest condolences to her family, the president said. What we saw on the Gaza-Israel border goes far beyond a pogrom. We saw a slaughterhouse, he said. Okay, does that pertain to Halloween? Well, it's kind of hard to get these two images separated with people coming in Halloween costumes. They have various celebrities coming in Halloween costumes who are carrying knives, or you have a fake skull that you're wearing on top of your own head that has a knife put into it. And there's also another piece, the Wall Street Journal piece about Halloween as a sinister death cult. There is another piece in the New York Times about micromanaging Halloween. This is by Jessica Groves. And she says, talks about the Switch Witch. Jeremy, had you heard about the Switch Witch before? I didn't know about it. But the Switch Witch works like this. Your child goes out trick-or-treating, collecting as much candy as he or she can fit in a bucket. You let your kid pick out a small sample of that haul, maybe five pieces, and then overnight, the rest is replaced by some kind of present, maybe a toy. Apparently, you can't just tell your kids to limit their candy intake. If that's important to you, you have to buy something else for them, surreptitiously swap it, and come up with a backstory about it as well. And therein lies the problem. It seems every holiday, even the ones that are supposed to have a heavy component of unsupervised mischief, are dominated by increasingly baroque and expensive parent-led rituals. Because it's not just the switch witch, it's booing your friends and neighbors, creating gift bags that you leave on their doorsteps with instructions that they must boo other people. Now, all of this is about modern parenting, she writes, has all but killed the joy of Halloween and our kids' freedom along with it. But she believes that basically there should be another approach by letting kids' imaginations run wild. But letting imaginations run wild doesn't always have, especially in a very harsh world where there are real monsters lurking out there, doesn't always have the best impact. For instance, when you talk about imaginations running wild, the week asks a question: why is pessimism worse than at times when the economy is objectively worse than now? Polls show far more Americans are expecting the economy to be worse in the next 5 years than better. This even after the terrific day on the stock market yesterday. Why are people gloomier than when the economy was objectively worse, like in the 1970s and early 80s? Blame social media, says The Week. Negative posts amplify bad news over good news, resulting in amped up pessimism. It's my old saying, which is that we don't have a news business right now. We have a bad news business. And things that are bad news, that are terrifying, that are disturbing, that are insecure, that are worrisome, are sure to get more attention. Maybe that's why, basically, the fact that we have a presidential campaign that seems to be decided ahead of time for two feisty old men, that presidential campaign hasn't produced the kind of excitement, the kind of attention yet that we hope for in American politics. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On the Michael Medved show, there has been a lot of talk recently about a candidate for president who is looking like he's too old, too feeble for the job. Who are we talking about? Joe Biden, of course. There is a series of polls, all of which show a majority of Americans, even a majority of Democrats, think that Biden is too old for the job. But there is a series of pieces in lots of different press outlets, including, yes, the New York Times, where they say that kind of attack, which President Trump has made very effectively against Joe Biden, is coming back to bite President Trump. But after all, there are only 3 years difference in age. Next year, during the presidential campaign, President Biden will be 81. President Trump would be 78. And President Trump recently has made a number of errors, and some of his opponents for the nomination have taken him up on it. In fact, you have a situation where Ron DeSantis has said it's too bad. He can't throw the fastball anymore. Now, okay, the kind of errors that President Trump has made, he's wrong about he doesn't know the map of Europe and he doesn't understand that Hungary isn't a neighbor of Russia. It is part of Eastern Europe. He got that wrong. And he got wrong the difference between Sioux Falls and Sioux City. Sioux City is in Iowa. Sioux Falls, which is where he was. Sioux Falls is in South Dakota. Okay. But the difficulty over here is that they actually have a new poll, a Gallup poll, that shows that 43% of Americans believe that both Biden and Trump are too old to be president. But of that 43% who think they're both too old to be president, people overwhelmingly favor Biden. In other words, if we have that these two crotchety, maybe impaired old guys to choose from, they seem to be ready to stick with Biden. It will be difficult to see. Nikki Haley has brought up her whole idea, that people after the age of 75 should have to go through some kind of cognitive test, which I don't think is a workable idea, but it seems to be working as part of her newly energized campaign. The one thing Harold Ford Jr., who was a Democratic representative from Tennessee, member of Congress for years, he was speaking about the 2024 presidential election and the tendency of people on the Democratic side thinking that contempt for Trump will be their path to victory. Why won't that work? Listen to former Representative Ford, clip 5.
Democrats are going to find out what some Republicans are finding out, including those running right now. If you want to be cathartic, if you want to have contempt against former President Trump and not be strategic, you're going to lose. I'd say to my party, those numbers about people wanting someone else other than President Biden as a nominee, you sometimes find that before a year, 2 months out before an election. But if you go into the general election believing that America's contempt for Donald Trump because of 91 counts, 91 indictment counts, and other things are going to make them vote against him, we could be in for a rude awakening. Be strategic. Be smarter. Don't be a 1980s or 90s candidate. Be a 2020s candidate.
Okay, and I think what that means is looking at the future and maybe about the policy differences, real policy differences, between these two candidates. And the fact of the matter is the Democrats have to recognize that they're going in, whether they run against Trump or somebody else, with an incumbent president whose agenda, whose record has not left him as profoundly popular. There's also this interchange, and I thought it was fascinating. Peter Ducey took on Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, when the Fox News reporter asked why she wouldn't call anti-Israel demonstrators extremists. Listen to the exchange, clip 8.
We hear you guys don't talk about extremists all the time. It is usually about MAGA extremists. So what about these protesters who are making Jewish students feel unsafe on college campuses? Are they extremists?
I've been very, very clear. We are calling out any form of hate. Any form of hate. It is not acceptable. It should not be acceptable here. And we are going to continue to call that out. And let me be very clear. This is a president that has continued to have that fight in his office, in this administration. You know, when he repealed Trump's Muslim ban on his very first day in office, that is something that this president did. He also established an inter-policy committee to counter Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, and related forms of bias and discrimination. We have taken this very, very, very seriously, from the president all the way on down.
So why won't you use the word extremists? You still didn't answer the question. Britt Hume talked about how anti-Semitic used to be a bad term and taboo. Now, listen, clip 7.
You know, we saw that hideous incident yesterday in Russia where that plane landed and was greeted by a mob shouting for the heads of the Jews. But then the American college campuses and elsewhere in this country, we see this. You know, I thought, to me, anti-Semitism was something that many, many years ago in this country was kind of common. It was casual, but it was widespread. I thought it had become a sentiment that you never wanted to be caught dead expressing, even what, no matter what you felt, that it was unacceptable, taboo. I guess not, because what we're seeing now is a lot more of it than I ever imagined even existed. And the the college administrators have been very tepid in many of their responses to this. There's that scene at Harvard where you saw quite an outpouring of pro-Hamas sentiment. Now they all say they're for the Palestinians, but who runs the Palestinian Authority now in Gaza? Hamas, of course. Hamas is the source of the casualty figures and all the rest of it. So these are pro-Hamas, and I think one has to look at anti-Semitism as being the root of it.
I think that's entirely correct. And meanwhile, there is a new film that is a dark comedy about the abuse of drug companies when their salespeople become pain hustlers. It's the name of the film. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Emily Blunt gives a charismatic and compelling performance as a down-and-out single mom working in a strip bar who gets a new job at a shady company selling pain-killing drugs in the new melodrama Pain Hustlers, now streaming on Netflix.
Commissions that get you into paradise. Get a doctor to prescribe your drugs.
There's nothing so inspiring as sheer desperation.
Use your crisis as your fire.
That's Andy Garcia as the borderline insane head of the company. And despite the interesting characterizations, including Captain America Chris Evans as the ruthless, hard-driving head of sales, the relationships among these people are never explored in any real depth. Based loosely on real-life stories involving corrupt corporations that irresponsibly peddle drugs, this slick but superficial film largely wastes its principal star's riveting performance. Rated R for language and sex references. 2 stars for Pain Hustlers, not really worth the hustle or the hassle. And I didn't say or the pain. But coming up, speaking of pain, Matthew Continetti, who is not a pain, he's a perceptive observer, and he's the author of a book writing the whole history of American conservatism. He says that Mike Johnson's election means the end of Reagan's GOP. Why? And what new is going to emerge in place of Reagan's GOP? Also, the U.S., according to defense sources, wants and needs a nuclear bomb 24 times more powerful than the one dropped on Japan. So why now? And the Houthi rebels in Yemen have entered the war with Israel, at least they say they have, are part of Iran's axis of resistance. Where does this go? How serious is the problem? And Gallup says the Congress approval rating has dropped all the way down to 13%. That's 4 percentage points down in the last month. Why? We'll probe it all and explain all next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.